Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. That didn't go as planned yesterday, huh? Shoo. Not a good one in Indianapolis, as, of course, the Chiefs end up falling to the Colts on the road 20-17. Let's welcome on and say good morning to our Chiefs analyst, Kendall Gammon. It's brought to you by Xfinity Sports Zone, the ultimate sports hub experience. Kendall, where do you want to begin as I bang on the desk here? I'm going to start with the officials on the 3rd and 7 against Chris Jones throwing the flag for an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. What do you make of that?
You know what? Something way off color must have been said, I assume, for it to be just words and to get called. But that being said, I mean, I'm sure I didn't listen to anything after the game, but I'm sure Chris Jones knows that he can't do that. You've got to keep a hold of your emotions better. And, you know, that's unfortunate because at worst possible time, something like that comes from one of your best players. That just can't happen. And obviously that was one of the many differences in the game. That wasn't the only one, though, certainly, Pete.
Yeah, not the only one, but obviously, you know, one that – you wonder, to your point, Kendall, I mean, whatever you say, you better have said something egregious to throw the flag in that spot.
Yeah, you had to, because otherwise, I don't know, it's hard to see, but there's just so many other things that happen. I mean,
yeah.
The special team starting off the game with the fumble, and, you know, there's several balls that you know, Patrick Mahomes would have liked to have had back. There's other balls where they were there and players did make the catch. I know, you know, Kelce had to feel not great about a few catches that might have been difficult, but that he expects to catch and normally does catch. So it's tough. I mean, I think as far as the – I was trying to come up with the same, but I think as far as what Chris Jones goes, it's kind of going back to that scene in Bull Durham where they say that, you know – Crash must have called him a you-know-what, and something just must have been bad.
Yeah. Well, to your point there, Kendall, the other issue, special teams, the most obvious, whether it's, you know, the muff punt out of the gates, whether it's missed extra points, missed field goal, and then trying to fake a field goal. I mean, all these different things. How concerned should Chiefs fans be top to bottom by this entire special teams unit after yesterday?
Well, you know, I mean, you're always concerned when it goes that way. But Dave Tobe, he'll get it going. And not make an excuse, but sometimes these games happen. I can remember back in my career, one specifically is when we were 9-0 and we went to play at Cincinnati, and they were not good. And we kept putting up yards and doing things during the game, but we just couldn't score, and we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot. And lo and behold, they ended up beating us, even though they weren't even close to being as good a team as we were. And that's really what happened yesterday. And then we talked about it, Pete, before the game, which, and I said, you know, that's the most dangerous thing in the NFL is a wounded animal that you put into the corner. And that's really where the Colts were. I mean, if they would have lost that to go be 0-2-1, that's kind of rough. So make no mistake, there was a lot of desperation going on there on their part.
Yeah, you know, you brought that up on Friday, Kendall. It was a great point. I mean, this league, especially the Colts, are a team that some people thought could be a dark horse in the AFC.
Exactly.
It's not a bad team.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is a team that can challenge for the playoffs. I think Matt Ryan, he's got to play better. He's a statue back there. I mean, obviously, he's got a chance or will be in the Hall of Fame. But right now, he just can't move very well. Now, you know, that's the one positive we saw, though, Pete, was that the defense did play well. I mean, there were sometimes some completions where the ball was just perfectly placed, and we had good defensive coverage on it. So you got to take your hat off to him for making some plays when he had to. But the defense, I liked it. I mean, they were aggressive at times, and Spagnuolo brought blitzes and had quite a bit of success. And, you know, we also paid the price on a few blitzes as well.
Yeah, that one that comes to mind is, of course, the game-winning touchdown at the end of the game. So the defense,
exactly.
That's where I wanted to go next. Three starters down, but like as you noted, played a pretty good game. The aggressiveness from Spagnuolo, is that here to stay even if the injuries continue as where they are right now?
You know, I think it probably is, Pete, to a degree. It'll all be tempered by who he's playing and what they think they can get away with. But probably what he's learning is, I mean, he already knows this, but is that he's got some guys that are pretty talented, that have a lot of athletic ability, and that are fast. We are a fast defense. And so I would think you're going to see that aggressiveness continue a little bit. I like our defensive backs. I think they're playing pretty well. I mean, everybody's going to have their bumps, but we'll see. And you mentioned that, three starters out, and not having Willie Gay is certainly an issue for sure. And the fact is, it doesn't matter. You got to deal with it for three more games. But I mean, it is something. I'll say the only good part about that is when Willie Gay does come back, we're going to have a couple extra linebackers that have some seasoned time in there, so we'll have a little more depth. But all the same, you miss those guys when they're not there. And Spagnuolo talked about last week was, Willie Gay is not only fast, he's an energy guy, and just he brings energy to the offense. He talks a lot out there. He communicates well, and he runs sideline to sideline so good. So that was a big one. But it is what it is. You have to deal with it.
Kendall Gammon, our Chiefs analyst on KCMO. Kendall, big picture, look at the NFL after the Bills lose yesterday. We're 3 weeks into the season. 3 weeks out of 17 weeks into the season, 17 games, 18 weeks into the season. And there are two undefeated teams left, Kendall. That's it. The Eagles and the Dolphins. What does that say about the product that the NFL has, the parity that is in this league, and how it, in many ways, has helped make this sport the most popular sport in all of America?
You're absolutely right. That is exactly what the NFL wants, Pete. You got it right on the head. And that's what keeps people watching, is the parity and the fairness of it. This isn't the Major League Baseball, where there's only a handful of teams that really have a chance because of how the financial system is set up. Every team in the NFL has a chance. And yesterday, 0-1-1 playing 2-0, and a team that's expected to be in the Super Bowl, yet they come out and beat them. So that's what keeps it going, and that is why it's so popular. It's not the 800-pound gorilla; it's a 1,600-pound gorilla.
Yeah. Last thing, Kendall, this AFC West, I mean, a lot of people wondered if this would be the best division in all of football. Does it feel like it basically is the same as it's always been the last 5 years, where the Chiefs are clearly the cream of the crop in this division? I mean, the Broncos barely win in one of the ugliest games you'll see last night. Chargers are 1-2, and the Raiders haven't won a game yet. Did we overrate the AFC in hindsight coming into the season?
No, I don't think we did. I think it's the parity, and I think as the year shakes out, you'll see these teams play better. The Raiders, I don't know what's going to go on there. I'm just enjoying it too much, so I don't know if I can have a fair take on that one. Denver, they are who I think I thought they were. I did not think bringing in Russell Wilson was going to have the effect everybody else thought it was, and I don't think it is. The Chargers are a good team, so I think you'll see them rise as we go through it. But it goes back to what you said, and you were right on the head with it, which is there's just so much parity.
Yeah, it's and you got Tom Brady on deck on the road next Sunday night. We'll be talking about that on Friday, Kendall. Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time, man.
Hey, you bet. Take care, Pete.
All right, that is Kendall Gammon on KCMO Talk Radio, our Chiefs analyst. Good to have him on the show, as always.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.